You've been listening to Blue Horizon, the theme song of Eric Sounds of Jazz. My name is Eric Affner. I'm your host. Kenny DeVerne just died a few days ago, on December 12, 2006. So I thought it'd be appropriate to pay tribute to a great reed man, John Kenneth DeVerne, born January 7, 1935, and who died on December 12, 2006. The first set of music, three numbers, the Song of Songs, which is a tune composed maybe 100 years ago, Egyptian Fantasy, a Sidney Bechet composition, and The Mooch, a famous Duke Ellington composition, is played, in addition to Kenny DeVerne, by Bob Wilbur, Marty Gross, Eddie DeHaas, and Bob Cousins, on November 7, 1976, live at the Ileana Jazz Club. Thank you.
Thank you.
The band that you just heard live had Bob Wilbur playing soprano and clarinet, and Kenny DeVerne, who we're honoring today, playing the same two instruments. When Kenny DeVerne asked me how I'm going to present him before producing a show, what he meant was he wanted guitar, bass, and drums, no piano. And he had his favorites. He told me who his favorites were, and some of them, not all, are featured in each of the recordings you're about to hear and which you have just heard. Kenny DeVerne was a man of a keen sense of humor, which he showed on stage and off stage. The next set of numbers is entitled Reunion at Arbor's, meaning Arbor Record Company, recorded on March 24, 1997. By this time, Kenny DeVerne no longer played soprano saxophone. He played clarinet to Bob Wilbur's soprano saxophone, and the rhythm section was Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Dave Frischberg on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, and Ed Metz Jr. on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've just heard The Sheik of Araby. That was the Sidney Bechet number in 1940, which was his one-man band. And I'm sure Bob Wilbur, when playing it, thought of Sidney's recording, as he did like it very much indeed, as he told me. The second number was Confessin'. I hope you enjoyed these two numbers by the Soprano Summit reunion. Let me explain. Kenny DeVern really became worldwide famous when he joined Bob Wilbur in the Soprano Summit. Kenny did not want to play soprano at a certain time in his life, and so limited himself to clarinet. And remember, Kenny started his music career on the baritone saxophone. We'll have another illustration of the Soprano Summit, this time with the background of Marty Gross on guitar. By the way, Marty's father, George Gross, the famous painter, has an exhibition right now at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. George Duvivier is on bass, and an old friend of mine, Bobby Rosengarten, is on drums. Bobby, unfortunately, is not very well at this time. And the tune they're going to play is Prince of Wales. Spell Wales, W-A-I-L-S, and credit it to a great pianist, Elmer Schobel, who I used to hear in the 1940s at Stuyvesant Casino. Thank you. few words about Kenny DeVern. He certainly is one of the greatest clarinet players in the New Orleans tradition. Whoever played that instrument? Who inspired him? No question in my mind, it was Pee Wee Russell. He heard Pee Wee, and the first time he heard Pee Wee, he decided this was going to be his life, playing clarinet. And to the very end, Kenny DeVern did evoke, for me at least, Pee Wee Russell. The last time I heard Kenny DeVern was at the JVC Jazz Festival in the summer of 2006, and he had a duet with my favorite current clarinetist, Evan Christopher. Kenny DeVern and Evan Christopher were part of a program called Clarinet Marmalade, produced by George Weem. Kenny DeVern played beautifully that evening. We're now going to listen to St. Louis Blues. I had a radio show exclusively St. Louis Blues. Tonight or today, we're only hearing one St. Louis Blues with the Eddie Condon Gang, Eddie Condon All-Stars, a live recording. Eddie Condon had a great nightclub, and as I am sure most of you know, Eddie Condon was the guitar player who was the master of ceremonies with an enormous wit. I guess a wit to match Kenny DeVern. Eddie Condon used Kenny DeVern because he was in the tradition of all the great clarinet players who played at Eddie Condon's club. And this night, he had Bernie Previn on trumpet, Lou McGarity on trombone, Dill Jones on piano, Eddie Condon, of course, on guitar, Cliff Lehman on drums, and the great Jack Lesberg on bass. I first heard Jack in 1940s at Town Hall with Sidney Bechet, so I'm glad Jack Lesberg is on this recording. We'll be right back. a brief story about Kenny DeVerne. In one of our discussions, he mentioned that his family on his mother's side came from Vienna, Austria, obviously knowing my personal background. And he was very proud of his great-grandfather, Alfred Roth, who became a colonel in the Austria-Hungarian cavalry, which was the highest rank a Jew could achieve in the Habsburg Imperial Army. You've been listening to one of the greatest clarinetist, reed man, soprano saxophone player of our time, Kenny DeVerne. I loved his playing. I hope you appreciated his playing as well. His playing with Bob Wilbur, my dear friend Bob Wilbur, showed the greatness of Kenny DeVerne as they played off each other. This is Eric Offner. I'm signing off. You've been listening to Eric's Sounds of Jazz. Catch me the next time.